Blog Talk Radio.
Ah, bonjour. Dobro jutro, good day. You've tuned in to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but reaching listeners in any country in the world. And I do hope they're listening in Saudi Arabia. Oh, today's show, a victory lap for women, but I digress. The show is archived. Log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on November 1st, a victory lap for women. I love doing my shows. I have to tell you that. I know I've said it time and time again. But it gives me an opportunity to give a voice to my passion. Have you ever thought of being the star of your very own live half-hour internet radio show? You know how to contact me. Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I, studio at sbcglobal.net. Now, the show is being heard live right now, but at noontime central, it takes about 20 minutes. It will be archived. Have you ever, in your meditation, or when you're just sitting, your bucket list perhaps, have you ever thought of being the star of your own show? Have you got a message? The world is waiting for you. Come on, timing is everything. And the time is now. You don't have to be a professional. You could be a stay-at-home ma or pa, dad. It doesn't matter. Entrepreneur, solopreneur, business owner. Does everyone understand the purpose of your service, business, product, mission, and passion? My mission and passion is to redefine, change the perception of aging in America. Who said that if you're 50, 60 plus, that you can't be sexy, sensationally glamorous and handsome? Aging has been spiritualized, theorized, intellectualized, but never glamorized. I'm going to change that, and I have a passion about it. But now let's go back to you. Now close your eyes and just listen to my voice. Imagine, darlings, your very own half-hour radio show. Sharing the world, sharing your story with the world. Your way. Blog Talk Radio, Blog Talk Internet Radio, is a powerful marketing tool. It's exploding. Now, you email me at Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I Studio, at sbcglobal.net, and Mitch Motivani will talk. You'll share with me your passion, your mission. And if it resonates, we set up a time, a day, and a time. I like to stay at 11:30 Central because most listeners are accustomed to it. And, of course, we have a rehearsal. I become the Michelangelo, helping you. I walk alongside of you, helping you with your mission, your passion, your story with the world. And after the show has been broadcast, it's archived. Now, this is how the marketing comes in and how it helps you. I email you the link. Then you email the link to your email database, invite them to forward the link to their email database, so on and so on. In minutes, your show, your voice, your message will be heard locally, nationally, and in minutes, your show will circle the world. And I become your outside advocate. And I work with you on content. We choreograph it, and then we have a rehearsal. And yes, darlings, I am going to work on your voice. Oh, how wondrous is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. It's your passport to your future, your branding, your signature, your identity. Your voice defines who you are, what you are, and where are you going. And there's a reason why. If your voice does not resonate with me, they're just not going to listen. Now, you've heard me tell this story time and time again. First impressions are lasting. And you'll see this divine couple. He's handsomely groomed and she's in the latest fashions. Until they open their mouth and they say, "Hi there, my name is Susie and this is Ben, my husband." Oh, you don't think it happens? I love pageants. I'll do a show on pageants one of these days. And I was in the audience, and it was for Miss Senior Pageant, something like that. Anyway, the one gal who was in, I think, the final five or seven, darling, cute figure, she was just precious, 80 years old. And she had the contest in her hand until she was introduced. "Hello, my name is Belinda, and I come from Biloxi, Idaho." Of course, you do know she didn't win. And I'm curious, why don't you email me? How long would you listen to me if I sounded like this? Oh, let's see. You choose your day, time, and I become your outside advocate. Would you want me to be your outside advocate? Now, here's the beauty of giving a voice to your passion. I become your outside advocate. I'm going to help develop your persona. And we're going to dig way down and bring out the authentic you. Oh, yes, there is a one-time modest fee. But here's the beauty of it. It's your show. You own it for time and all eternity. You could have 10 half-hour shows. You could have an hour show. Well, you and I will talk. I look forward to working with you. Creatively yours, Kathy. You've tuned in to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. And yes, our topic today is a victory lap for women. But I'll get to that. I'll get to that. The thought for the day. Say yes to your yes. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Once you make a decision, the universe conspires to make it happen. Let me remind you that life is not a dress rehearsal. We only have the present moment. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment, sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. Ernest Holmes, I just love Science of Mind. There is a place in us open to the infinite. But when spirit brings its gifts by pouring itself through us, it can only give us what we take. And the taking is mental. Our greatest freedom is that of choice. I want you to remember that you cannot violate the law of correspondence for too long without it coming back at you. what you think about comes about. Now, what are you thinking right now? When your thought does come around, it's time for you to pay attention to what it is reflecting. Look to see where you are caught in the trappings of the world. You must be willing to acknowledge your strain. Seeing what's out of balance doesn't mean that you can't return your gaze to a higher inner awareness. Your greater good is waiting, both to be shown to your inner sight and whispered in your ear. So it may be revealed for the entire world to see. It's said that spirit will never leave or forsake you. Spirit has already said yes to your greater good. It's just waiting for you to, no matter what the condition may be, say yes to your yes. Isn't it ironic that today's show is a victory lap for women? 27 years after protest, a victory lap for Saudi women. All they wanted to do was to drive. Fighting to drive in a riskier time. America, America, God shed his grace on thee. Do you have any idea how fortunate we are to live in America? Trials and tribulation, warts and all? If you're not happy with America, leave. Sidebar. And I take responsibility for all of my comments. This is my show. But I want to talk about at sports events when the national anthem is being played and there are players that will not stand up for it. Hey, who's paying your pay? Who's signing your paycheck? Did you notice how my voice changed? Hey, all of yous! You can't honor the country that is the greatest country to live in by standing up and acknowledging what opportunities you have. Boy, I'd throw you off my team in a heartbeat. If you can't appreciate what America has for you, then leave. I want all of you to leave right now. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And before I really get into the core of the show, I want to acknowledge my sponsors, but I don't really think of them as sponsors. I think of them as partners. I want you to feel the energy, the brotherhood and sisterhood, Iron Workers and Impact. Titanic, shaping and bridging the future. Giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together. Create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs. Incorporating the Domperion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers International and Canada. They're the Domperion of the trade. You have to qualify. Did you know that Iron Workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn? Log on ironworkers.org. You see, my mission and purpose is to introduce you to Iron Workers. I want you and you and you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is with pleasure to illuminate the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Their work buried, never to be seen by a naked eye. There isn't a structure. I'm looking at the stairs when I climb the Presidential Tower, when I climb the John Hancock, 94 floors, 1,632 stairs. Frank DeMarco, who starred with me in Love Letters, said, he's an iron worker, he said, just remember, Missy, we iron workers made it happen for you. I climbed it six times, 1,634 stairs. Will I see you at the top? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Iron workers, what a noble profession. I wrote the CD. I have a CD out. It's about 8 minutes long. And I open with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. And I pay homage to the strength of the iron worker and the athleticism of the male dancer and the fluid, graceful movements of the swan. It is available. You could get a copy of it by getting in touch with Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Team Love Home Care. Compassionate care and companionship, one family at a time. Oh, Jenny and her staff are just awesome. Log on, teamlovehomecare.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Age. Unique, one-of-a-kind, original designs created by the Bon Vivant Wire Art Sculpture and Leatherworks. They're all originals. Do you want to find out more? Email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. I want more and more people to know that even though we're living longer, we're not necessarily living better. The quality of life eludes many. It doesn't have to be that way. Why do I want to share my All Natural Methods techniques with all of you? They're easy to learn. And once you've learned them, they're yours for life, and they're all natural. Decades in research and development. Imagine. Oh, by the way, Mark Twain said, age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter, and I don't mind. Imagine an octogenarian fashionista with a can-do attitude going on age 30. Sharing why the perception of aging can be redefined simply by joining me on my mission and passion. I want to glamorize aging. It's a call to action. The new aging paradigm redefines aging. The dynamic 60, 80-year-old is now the new face of the 40, 50. Get the Elixir of Youth, the Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Now, these are the four questions I'm usually asked. What's in it for me? How long will it take? What does it cost? Where's the proof? Well, all you have to do is log on, simply ageless.net or kathywatsonspeaks.com. And you can only get the book, darling, by emailing Kathy Studio at SBC Global. It's an e-book and a soft copy. Don't tell me that looks don't matter. When you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. But it all has to do with your self-talk. And Edith Nam, she's an author extraordinaire. Her mission is to introduce you to winning ways to positively energize your brain and body through her latest book. The title is Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. A journey of miles of smiles, positive energy, power, hope, health, and happiness. But what is your self-talk right now? Look in the mirror. Is it TNT? Toxic negative thinking? The law of attraction? The minute you put it out there, it's going to come right back. to either embrace you or bite you in the butt. You could get her book at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Hey, have you ever dreamed of being the CEO of your own company? Doesn't matter who you are, doesn't ethnicity, age. Have you ever thought of being the CEO of your own company without investing huge capital? I did at the age of 25. It was a way to fulfill my dreams, to reach my goals, and it offered me infinite opportunities to challenge myself and encouraging me to believe in me. Did I pique your interest? Give me a call. Give me an email. Give me a shout. KathyStudio@sbcglobal.net. Today's show, a victory lap for women. By the way, can you imagine that happening in Saudi Arabia? Well, let's go back to the home-based businesses. I know what I'm talking about. And I speak my word with a vigor, vitality, confidence, and experience. And I want to walk alongside you and help you reach your goals. God bless America. Imagine being arrested, suspended from jobs, shunned by relatives, and denounced by clerics as loose women out to destroy society. Their offense? Well, they did what many in Saudi Arabia considered unthinkable. Getting into cars and driving. Stop and think. Close your eyes. 2017. What would you do without your car? When, where, and why did all of this happen? Now, I don't always have the time to check out the history, but if any of you do, please send the information to KathyStudio@sbcglobal.net. And I want to tell you, years ago, I was asked to research women's rights. What era, what decade were they able to vote? Went to the library, did my due diligence, my dears. It was so sad and depressing that I had to take the books back. And where I did do my show on the power of women, I had to loosen up when it came to the beginning. You know, you guys, who started all of that? You know, guys, without women, you would be nothing. Powerful man. And standing alongside him, encouraging him, being in the background, women. Women. Now, this is 2017. By the way, I get all of my information. I want to give credit to and recognition to the New York Times, October 8th, Fighting to Drive in a Riskier Time. Circa 1990, their protest against the kingdom's ban on women driving failed, and the women paid dearly for it. With the stigma of being labeled drivers, clinging to them for years. Unbelievable. So one of the women, well, no, I do have to go back to this. The women in Saudi Arabia believe the government will not acknowledge them so as not to encourage other activists. Why? Who gave them the power? many restrictions on women remain, including so-called guardianship laws that give Saudi men power over their female relatives on certain matters. Why? Are you so inferior? But the original protesters are overjoyed that their daughters and granddaughters will have freer lives than they did, thanks to the automobile. And one said that I am driving means that I know where I am going, when I'm coming back, and what I'm doing. She was a social worker. It's not just driving a car, she said. It is driving a life. The culture is highly patriarchal, and clerics, thanks to their alliance with the royal family, have tremendous power to defend the kingdom against what they consider to be corrupting influences. Much of that meant controlling women, and they saw the driving ban as necessary to prevent adultery and other social ills. Oh, I see. I did drive. Did that mean I was going to commit adultery? Allowing women to drive contributes to the downfall of society, the kingdom's top cleric at the time wrote in a letter that was removed recently from a government website. This is well known. Women who shaved under the ban saw an opportunity when Saddam Hussein, the Iraq strongman, invaded Kuwait in 1990. American forces flooded the kingdom, including American service women who drove military vehicles. Oh, my God. Kuwaiti women who had fled the invasion also drove. And the social worker said that she saw the Saudi women were powerless. So she invited other women to her home to discuss the issue, and they later decided to take action. They sent a letter at the time to the governor of the Provence, telling him that they planned to drive. They never heard back, they said. So on November 6th, 1990, they met near a supermarket, piled into 14 cars piloted by women with valid foreign licenses, and drove around town. Oh, man. They were social outliners backed by no political party, and other Saudi women did not rush to join them. Many came from affluent families and had studied abroad. They included teachers, professors, a social worker, a photographer, and a dentist. Most were married with children. At least two were pregnant. One woman joined late and with her two daughters, one of whom was breastfeeding. Some had to find their male relatives to show up. Supportive husbands and brothers dropped off others at the meeting place. Word spread, and the women were stopped by both the traffic police and the religious police, some of whom furiously banged on the car. America, God shed his grace on thee, and if you're not happy in America, go to Saudi Arabia. Oh, I want to dig a hole to bury you all. An education professor recalled one man shouting at her. They were thinking, oh, how stupid and narrow-minded, that we were going to destroy this country because they were driving a car. Oh, can you imagine, circa 2017, until tomorrow, remember to be in your best elements. Au revoir. Oh, hi, Cass.